Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, happy new year, welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and we welcome you to our show today. New schedule we're trying out, which is Wednesday and Friday. So normally our schedule has been Mondays and Wednesdays, so this week we'll be airing Wednesday and Friday and seeing how that fits for us for the next couple of weeks. We may return to Monday, Wednesday, who knows. But we welcome you today. Today we're discussing connecting with and healing your past life conflict. And before we get into our discussion and get to our callers, which we do about 15 minutes after our show begins, I'd like to let you know how to stay in touch with us. And you may stay in touch by following us right here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can do so by clicking on the follow button under our profile name, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. You may also join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked right here under our Blog Talk Radio profile. And you may also call 562-596-7818 with inquiries about conversations that are outside of the time limit we have for our radio readings. But connecting with and healing your past life conflict. We're a little late today, too, so we apologize. So let's get started, Neil. Wow. Well, it's a big topic because I'm sure most of us have a few different past lives that are causing conflict. So identifying those past lives that are causing those issues may be a little challenging because they could be originating from past lives where we were different master numbers. And I'm guessing that the themes might be connected that we're having difficulties in might be connected to the themes of those master numbers that we had the problems in the past lives. But sometimes it's more difficult to identify. You may be having problems in a relationship, but it could be coming from a sixth chakra problem, not a second chakra problem. So it seems like it might be challenging to actually identify those themes.
It can be challenging, and that's absolutely true. A sixth chakra problem can come from a second chakra energy and vice versa, or any arrangement of energies. When a number is significant in the birth date, that number is still going to hold some bearing. So sometimes it's just opposed to a number beside it, preceding it, or
right, and we're not going to get too much into the number systems.
No, the idea though that we, as we live and breathe, we are creating the energy for our next incarnation, our next journey. So where we are today is in continuation from where we were in a previous existence, in a previous position, and the best way to start to analyze what some of the themes are is to look at how you enter the stage, because how you enter the stage in this lifetime is basically how you left it in the past life. So you have a stable family, you're born into a stable family, that was not your karma. If you have some sort of physical ailment, that was your karma.
Or if you left your life, for instance, by suicide or some kind of self-induced illness, you may end up sick when you come back to the planet.
You may end up sick when you come back. You may have a mom who's on crack. You know, I mean, there are all kinds of things can happen. Little babies being abused, that's very unfortunate, but sometimes there's karmic elements in there.
Well, obviously, but probably most of the time there's karmic elements in there.
Mm-hmm. So when we get old enough to look back at our life and start to analyze it, we're then in a position to see what our general themes are and what perhaps we were tied to in a previous lifetime that we're working on. Now, if you've moved away from the conditions of your childhood and you've transcended them and surpassed them, then you're no longer in that particular karma. If you are still suffering from conditions that you were born into, including convoluted relationships or having a problem finding a job or anything like that, that seems to be perpetuated by the fact that it's a continuous problem and you've always had such a problem, then that again is somewhat of a karmic element that you have to look back at and address. Now, how do we address a past life? Well, it's sort of like, how do we address our future life? We address our future life by dealing with the here and now. Because as soon as we deal with the here and now and we take responsibility and we start working hard towards improving ourselves, we're already setting the stage for our next energy, our next lifetime. And if you
if we're to come back,
because if you raise your grade to a spiritual level and you've accomplished all of the goals and energies of the more of the primordial or the primitive or the organic energies of our life, just survival and job and relationship, and you start to get into higher aspects of energy, philosophy and the study of religion and spirituality and helping others and being of service and understanding the nature of the planet and the universe and operating on a level of compassion and love and forgiveness and things like this, you're getting into the higher realms, and sure enough, you might be entering a spiritual realm permanently. If you're struggling with spiritual energies, but you're still addressing spiritual energies and trying really hard to understand them and work with them, but you still find yourself struggling on the earth plane with jobs or relationships, then you're going to have what's called a subdivision. It's a subdivision of energy, meaning that there's a lower energy going on that you're still grappling with, that is still part of your karmic journey, even as you try to improve yourself with spiritual energy. So those two elements can become quite a combination of zones. Sometimes when we find that, when we find that really dramatically displayed is when you have like a preacher or a priest that's sexually abusing. Now there's a real contrast. Oh my God, there's a real big contrast in terms of the battle of the spirit and the flesh.
Right, and oftentimes the people that are caught in that type of conflict are really charismatic people. They're great at their job. They're really inspiring, and then they're doing this dark.
As much as enlightened people can be disillusioned or delusional and feel that their power entitles them to have control over people's lives, or sexual command over people's lives and have a pretense that there is some sense of connection that they have with people that allows them to have control. That kind of thing too won't work, because you've got to have this even energy field where if you are in power, if you have advanced to a higher stage, you're not abusing that power. You're not in command in such a way that you're causing a different kind of karma through your ego. But a lot of us don't have that kind of, we're not in that kind of position. We're just regular people trying to conduct our lives and trying to get everything into order. Most of our callers are concerned about jobs or relationships, moving, things like that, occupation, money. And these are all, they're important matters. And they are part of the karmic connection to our past lives. And the conflicts that we do come in with, we have to examine those as though they were issues that we had established from a previous lifetime. So in working that out, we measure how we work it out. And sometimes we have to apply these principles of spirituality to our problems. And then how we work that out and how those problems lessen and become less of a concern for us. somebody might say to me over the years, you know, I've been working with you, Neil, and I'm no longer looking at relationship problems. I found the person I want. I'm really in love. You know, blah, blah, blah. We got married, had kids. Now we just don't know where we're going to move. We have this job situation coming up, and we don't know where we're going to move. Now, that could be a geographical problem in terms of karma, or it could be a occupational energy in terms of karma. That can come up on the board, too, even though someone has now accomplished part of their mission on the earth, which is to find their soulmate. Soulmates are not the same as twin souls, but they're soulmates.
No, and we're working on an article about that right now, yeah, actually.
So I don't know if I'm addressing the topic.
Well, you are, sure.
What was the question again?
Well, connecting with and healing your past life conflict. So, you know, we're talking about connecting with past life conflict, and, you know, we can probably, you know, this can be a two-episode show where we get into how to actually get in there and start resolving past life issues. I mean, definitely you want to get above the lower numbers. That's part of it.
Well, yeah, and before we get to our callers, if we have callers.
We do.
The idea of healing comes in by the idea of love and forgiveness and understanding and patience. These are the things that help us to understand how to heal. But sometimes we need to go to a qualified therapist or a group discussion with people that are in similar situations. Or just with somebody that we trust in and we have continual dialogue with, or within ourselves, you know, how we tackle the problem within ourselves. That's a great private journey that we all can go on at any given time in terms of healing thyself, which I think can be done. You do need a higher power. You need some sort of higher consciousness, although the existentialists are people, the Nietzschean philosophy might just say, you do it on your own. You pull yourself up on your own, and you're your own willpower. You're your own God. You're your own super God. But we ascribe also to the idea that there are higher powers above us, God, whatever it may be that you, of course, that's what the Godhead, but the idea that we connect with higher spirits to elevate and get in touch with our spiritual energy can help enlighten us in terms of how we get out of our karma and thereby heal ourselves. And I think the first one is humbleness, forgiveness, love, compassion. Those are the elements that will help us to release ourselves from our karma, as much as it may mean that if we're in a difficult situation, to let go of that which is hurting us and to have the boldness to move forward without having to become codependent on some karmic factor.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, Neil, let's take some callers, shall we? Shall we or shall we not?
Shall we?
All right.
Shall we dance? Then the King and I?
Yeah.
But we're not mentioning kings on the program. We're just
queens.
Yeah. Just queens.
512 is our first. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi. I haven't listened to your show before, but sounds good about the healing. And my question is relationship.
Relationship. Okay. And Yvonne, can I get your birth date, please, and your location?
Austin, Texas. 8360.
Am I doing that right? 21, 27, 9?
Yeah.
Is that what you have? Okay. And you're a 27-9, Yvonne, and you're wondering about relationships?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I want to ask you, Yvonne, are you divorced?
No. I'm not married. I'm sorry?
Were your parents divorced?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I'm getting a divorced energy, I guess, from you. And you said no to yourself, so I know it would be shifted back to your parents. And I know you're about to say you're in some kind of relationship or something. I think I'm hearing that from your voice, as you mentioned it. You're about to say something. But that divorce quality, I want you to know, that is part, that energy, we're dealing with that energy right now. So the struggle you're in at the age of 55 with a relationship that is about to, 54, at 54 you had a multiple, your master number is 9. So at the age of 54, you would have been entering one or getting ready to enter one. And that was about just over a year ago. So you would be in the midst of a conflict now in terms of relationship, if you're in one. And, yeah. So how long have you known this person?
About a year and a half.
Yeah.
Do you have a... Oh,
so that's 54, right? So I said 54 would have been about the time that you entered this person's life. So go ahead.
I just was going to get a birth date for this other individual.
I'm not really sure about that. She's 47.
47. So she just turned 47.
So she was 47 in
2015.
So she was born in 68.
Okay.
4, 5, 6, 16, 26, 30. She's a 30. So she's a 30 and you're a 9. She's a 3 and you're a 9. That's 39, 12, 3, which brings it back to her energy. But it brings it back, your number, your master numbers together become a 3, which is the day you were born. And you're born on the 3rd, and she was born on the 21st, which is a broken up 3. And then your years are interchangeable, meaning that your 6 connected to her 8 is 68, and her 6 connected to your 0 is 60, the years you were both born. And then, of course, your months, you're an 8, and she's a 1-2, which is a 3, and that also is your first two numbers. So you have a strong karmic connection with her, really strong.
Yes.
And the fact that... that the two of you, that you met when you were 54, because your master number is 9, well, we know that that's 9 times 6, so that was a master, that was a multiple of your master number being 9. And she is part of your master number because she's a 3, which is a product of 9. 3, 6, 9 factors into 9. So it's tough because... The karma you've come in with is going to be really rough going because you have a 0 in your year, so there's a really strong element of conflict in the karma, which means, Yvonne, that somehow one of the two of you can be self-destructive and sabotage a relationship because there's a health issue going on, you know, alcohol or some kind of abuse issue, but something could be getting into the relationship that's activating a conflict, and that conflict is sabotaging the relationship. It could even be an issue of mistrust, cheating, you know, something in the more of the sexual energy field. But there might be some alcohol-related problems that stem back in time that have still continued to provide wounds in the current situation. Is there any alcohol or drug-related problems in your life or her life?
We drink.
Okay, well, you
alcohol.
Drink. Yeah, okay, you drink. It doesn't sound like you have a big problem, but you guys drink. Do you ever get into any, does the drinking ever lead to any arguing or violence, or is it just calm and fun and relaxed?
Yeah. Arguments do happen sometimes.
Yeah. So this is a problem, Yvonne. I mean, you've got a problem. The person that you're with, that you're connected to, that you're having conflict with, it is a karmic situation. You do have a past life with this woman. And you also, the idea of the past life does not stop there, though. Potentially, the two of you could work it out. There's a potential element that the two of you could work it out, because there's enough going on in your birth dates to suggest that past the conflict there can be a renewal of energy. But it's going to be, you know, it's pretty rough. It's pretty rough going. And so I don't know, you know, it's more than our radio show can handle because we've got so many calls. But what I've established is you have a relationship with a woman that you've had a past life with. There is conflict in it, yes, indeed, but that conflict doesn't necessarily mean it has to end. There might have to be a greater understanding between the two of you before it can move forward and have any chance of renewal. But if you don't do that, the chances are it will end.
Okay.
Okay? So that's where we stand as
yeah,
we speak.
We've got to move on to the next caller, Neil.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. 562-596-7818 is the number to extend the conversation. And you can join us on Facebook and Twitter, Yvonne, and everyone else. What
you know,
say?
It's rough because sometimes you do, when you do these brief readings, you do have to end on a note that's somewhat existential. It's somewhat like unsolved. But
unsolved mysteries.
Yeah, that's just the way it goes. I mean, you can't just can't give a blanket statement.
Unfortunately, yeah, and many people will give a blanket statement if you call a lot of these shows, and it's, you know, either yes or no. But there's a lot of gray area. Really doing
yes
an accurate
no.
reading, you know, there's a lot of investigation and evaluation that needs to take place.
There
and unfortunately,
is.
You know, we try to get to every caller that calls in. So
I love yes and no's. They're easier.
Sometimes it happens.
Psyche, but
sometimes
it's
happens.
Not always accurate just to say yes or no.
Right. Okay. 860s are next. And everybody in the queue is getting a reading. So please be patient. We'll get to your call. Hi.
Hi, this is Susan.
Hi.
Hi there.
1029. 58. She's a 35-8.
The question is regarding my daughter and her boyfriend. They separated, and they're going in a custody battle, and she believes he's seeing someone else. So she just wants to know what that energy is about, if it's going to turn out to be romantic or, you know, a long-lasting relationship, or whether they'll get back.
So she wants to reconcile. She's 10/29/58.
Oh, 10/29.
I'm 10/29/58. My daughter is 5/20/86, and he is April.
What? Do you want his birth date too? I don't know if we have time for all the birth dates.
Well, just so.
Okay, go quickly with the birth date.
That's in question.
Okay, I don't know the year. It's April 25th. He's 83. He's 32 now. So.
Okay. 4, 5, 6, 11, well, I mean, he's got 11s everywhere here. 11, 21, 32, 5. And does she want to reconcile with him?
I mean, I do, yeah.
She kind of does, but it's been difficult because
he's
been with another girl, so.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, the number systems, you're asking about them. Their number systems are convoluted enough to suggest that there can be ways to work this out. But again, that's going to depend, Susan, on the wills of the both individuals. They both have, you know, if they both decide to cooperate and get back together and be healthy, if you, whatever that word means, for one another, it can work out. There's no karmic line that says, oh, this was supposed to happen. This has to happen, and it has to come to this conclusion. Nothing like that is going on, so it's got to – if I were to tell you that, oh, yeah, you guys will never get back, that would be a lie, or you guys are going to stay, that would be a lie too. There's a willpower thing going on in here that's still being somewhat worked through. So, you know, it's the most mature thing would be, is it really healthy? Not that your needs are there, that you're desperately want to be with each other because of needs or fears or insecurities. The only reason you'd want to be with one another is because you're both mature and you've made that choice and you're going to be responsible. And, you know, you've gotten through your issues and so you can have a healthy relationship. Short of that, even if you get back together, it's going to break up. That I can predict. So there's got to be a health. The contingency is to get healthy. You know, if you're not going to get healthy, if one party is not going to get healthy and the other one is, it's not going to work either. And if someone's so locked back into their past that they're still in sort of an infantile stage of mind or behavior, then again, you're going to have a problem, because you can't marry a child. It might be fun for a while. And if you're codependent enough that that's what you want in life, is to be married to a child, then good luck. But otherwise, you know, relationships are supposed to be built on maturity and responsibility and commitment and direct dialogue, accountability, and love. Without love, you know, you're just working with like a police. You're like both policemen for each other. So you don't want that. So I don't know. I mean, as I'm speaking, it doesn't sound like a very healthy situation. I know your daughter wants to be with this guy. I hear that. I heard her say that. And that's part of the process. But the rest is how healthy, you know. You might want to go out and play, but to have double pneumonia, you know, so what if you want to go out and play? You have double pneumonia. There's a sickness here. It's got to be worked out. And that's what's got to be addressed. Or even if you do get your way, it's going to be futile. And
but
no,
what do you think about this other girl that's in the picture now?
What, the other girl? I think she's problematic, because the other girl is there that appealing to his ego, and if he's accepting the bait, she's going to be problematic. You know, I don't have time to get into her birth date, but I think that's a real strong dilemma. And she's in there maybe for a karmic reason. But if she's got some karmic connection to him and he's being pulled by that karma, you know, for your daughter to fight that is going to be a matter of her will, or she just lets go. But I think that the other party, the third party here, is very problematic, obviously. But if it's karmic, then that's a whole different dynamic. And, you know, it's
he is drawn to her. It's weird. Like, you know, they have like this weird energetic thing, you know?
Right. But I think what Neil is saying is the higher note. I mean, obviously, it's going to be convoluted, the relationship and this involvement of the other girl and you trying to get him back. I mean, it's possible that there could be reconciliation, but it sounds like the higher path would be to move past it and get healthier. Is that what you're saying, Neil?
Uh-huh.
I'm trying. Uh-huh. It's really hard. We have a baby together, and he was very abusive to me. So the love, like, let me deal with that. And the fact that, you know, I really just don't like her. There's this energy about her that I've never hated anyone so much in my life. She's, like, toxic and very catty and something just off. I just don't like her at all. And, like, the fact that he's with her is what really upsets me.
Well, you can't control. I mean, to some extent, you can't control that. And if her energy is toxic and making you hate and get angry.
For a while.
Well,
what?
He's been what?
He's been trying to get him for a long time.
Even when we were together, she just, like, after him.
Well, I mean, it's a mess, and I don't know if it's worth it. I don't know if it's really worth it.
The biggest challenge is having this other woman in the child's life. I think that's the biggest issue or potential problem. They have a child together, so that's probably the biggest issue. But as far as, you know, one-upping the other, I mean, that's like, you know.
You've got a tough issue. I mean, you know, 4 minutes over the radio, 4 or 5 minutes is not going to suck. This is a tough issue. You know, it might for you to have joint custody. You can't control everything he's going to be doing. If you're not happy, there's no point in keeping him if you're not going to be happy. And if you're going to separate from him, then you have to establish your legal boundaries and your legal rights. And that, you know, you need an attorney for that. But aside from that, if you want to fight for him and go into that battle, it's going to be a deep battle. But if that's what you want to do, I'm not saying that it's the wrong thing to do. I'm just saying that make sure your willpower is prepared for the battle, and this is what you really want. And
how would I fight for him back?
Energy.
He doesn't want me back. That's what he said. He's just, and I know it's weird. I feel this, like, he loves me more than anything, but he got tempted, and she did this, like, hair flip thing, kind of like he couldn't resist almost. And it's his willpower that he can't.
All these little personal dramas are irrelevant to whatever. If he, you know, it sounds to me like a situation you need to back out of and control in terms of boundaries, legal boundaries, and move on. Because this is not, this to me, it doesn't sound like a really healthy endeavor for you.
No. And we do have to move on. We do have to move
thank
on to
you.
Other callers. But thank you. Okay. 720 is our next.
Good morning from Colorado.
Good morning. Good morning.
My name,
who's this?
My name is Anne. My name is Anne, and my birth date is 1/20/1955.
Oh, great, Anne. Thank you. And is it Anne with an E or an Anne with no E?
No E. I'm not that fancy.
No. well, that's my middle name. Anne's my middle name, but I do have an E at the end. We deal with a lot of people with Anne in their name. It's interesting. 1, 2, 3, 13, 23, 5. And what brings you to our show today, Anne?
Well, I'm coming out of a huge burnout. I was a caregiver, and I'm back in the Denver area, and I'm just not sure if this is where I'm supposed to settle or maybe look in a different part of the country.
Oh, okay.
Well, you've gone through 12 cycles of your master number. Your master number is 5. It's made up of 23 years. What were you doing in 1978?
I was in a relationship and I was traveling. I was I believe I was up in the Northeast, like Oregon, Alaska area.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that was when you had a karmic change. Did you ever have any children, or did you, forgive me over the radio, but did you ever lose a child through abortion or stillbirth or anything?
Two.
You know, yeah,
I had not lost one. Previously, I had lost one, yes. I hadn't lost a second one until a little bit later.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up.
Two.
You moving probably is going to be the most exciting thing you could do. I don't know if it's the safest, but it's the most exciting, and you won't be sorry if you move. Okay? So
okay.
If you move,
okay.
You're not going to be sorry. It's going to be exciting, and it's going to create a new opportunity for you. If you stay, you're going to settle for a stable kind of standard energy. It will be stable and safe, but standard. It won't have any new dramatic energy. Oh, indeed, I think you might meet somebody and all that kind of thing, but I don't know if you're looking for adventure right now in your life, Anne, I would say move.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to try that. But if you're not in the mood for adventure, if you stay where you're at, you're a little bit burnt out caregiving. Have you been doing caregiving for at least 15 years?
Oh, yes. And I'm coming out of, I took time off in October, so that's why I'm back in Colorado, because I was traveling for about 3 months. And trying to regather myself, re-energize myself, and relook at how did I get myself trapped into something I help other caregivers realize to prioritize themselves first. So it's humbling, but it was like it's taken me 3 months to really get re-energized, get refocused, kind of know where I want to head. But it's like finding a living situation here in Colorado that hasn't seemed right, so that's why I was curious.
If I were given your life right now, I'd probably move. I would go.
Okay.
I can't get into that on the radio today, but I would start to investigate and move. So that's what I would do. Were you in that previous caregiving job for 3 years or more?
Yes, Plus that one, plus I was doing some other clients also.
Yeah. My recommendation, because you're asking me as a psychic, I would say move.
Right.
That would be where I'd be looking. I would start to explore that issue, okay?
Okay. That's what I was feeling, but I just wanted confirmation that I wasn't doing it for reasons that were not healthy.
No. I think it's, you know, you're 60, you've gone through 12 cycles. You have a 12 in your first two numbers, 1 and 2. No, it's a good time.
Okay.
Okay, Anne, well, thank you for your call.
Thank you so much, guys. I love listening to your program.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate that very much.
Well, have a great new year.
You too. I just cut you off too early. You have a great new year too. Thank you so much. And of course, Anne, you can join us right here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook or Twitter. If you use those social networks, we would love to have you on ours. All right, we have one final caller, and I believe this is Deanna. Am I right?
Yes, I think so. I didn't hear the unmuted. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I got your email. Thank you for that. It's always best to email. I got it on our other account, but I don't check that as often. So I will get it quicker if you send it to you send it to the Neil Baker Psychic page. But, I mean, of course, you can send it. It just takes me longer to get it. So I did receive it, and I see that you're here. So welcome.
Okay, message me from that one because I didn't see that I could send you a message on it. So thank you. Anyhow, today is the day of the epiphany, and I'm hoping for some gifts of clarity.
Yeah, I used to put my shoes out and get candy on epiphany. Yeah.
Well, we got more than candy because that's when we get our gifts in South America. But we put out the shoes and some straw and water. But mostly I think it is the gifts of wisdom because if they came, you know, if the magicians who were kings came in recognition of the event and brought gifts in recognition of the person, of the, you know, of the entity. So
right.
I'm just hoping for healing among those three gifts. Career, you know, some kind of stability work-wise, and why not companionship?
Right, companionship.
There it goes.
Yeah, that's the caller now. So that will stop in a second.
It will. We can't.
Just picture this as a telethon. And
we're so busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it always rings, you know. It's
so loud. Gosh, I think you take that off the hook.
You know, for this year coming up, Deanna, I mean, our prayer, both Chris and I, because we deal with our clients on a regular basis when we work together outside of the radio, our hope is that you do have a fruitful career and fulfilling companionship. So that goes without saying. It's already a prayer for us to you. What do I see? I think that, you know, you have a very vibrant investigative mind. It's inquisitive. You carry wisdom and knowledge in your dialogue. You like to enlighten people. I think your placement on the earth is a valuable one, and I think you have a lot to offer. And there isn't, you know, but for the conflicts karmically that you have with certain individuals, because we know at jobs and things like that, you've had some problems that you've freely expressed on the air. Aside from those karmic energies, you know, our hope is that the conflicts are dissolved so that the true essence of who you are can be appreciated and communicated without there being all these petty, domesticated, quarreling energies going on with people with ego problems and all that kind of thing, power, prejudice, whatever it may be, that you're free of that for this coming year so that the attitude of who you are can be best expressed on the highest level, and from there you have a fulfilling relationship where you also have mutual respect for one for the other and a loving relationship. I don't see any reason why that can't be. Maybe by the power of my words, maybe we'll get there. I don't know, but it's a hope at least.
How about health? Because I've been struggling the last couple months, December and November, with, you know, health issues. And I think going to overcome them.
A lot of health issues, Deanna, I mean, a lot of them are real and we have to face them, but a lot of them, health is a state of mind. And the state of mind can deteriorate our bodies to such an extent that we are vulnerable to health issues. So I would say that the cultivation of your mind and brain is something that might elevate your health position to a higher level. I don't see karmically why you need to have health problems. But, you know, as we get older, we all, you know, we get more aches and pains and things start to break down and, God forbid, other things come in. You know, it's life. We're all going to get there somewhere in time. We're going
I agree with you that, you know, things that happen to the spirit translate into the body. And I also agree with you that petty is never pretty. One little letter is missing, but gosh, it gets ugly. And I do realize that I come on or I come off kind of harsh or opinionated, I'd say. But I am mercurial. I've got a lot of mercury on my chart, and you know how that scatters all over. And lots of people can't follow that. But
yeah.
When some do, it's like biofeedback.
Yeah, you know, I mean, sometimes people in your position, they're better at being managers than being subordinates, as long as they keep their ego in check. And when there's a matter of being subordinate to someone in management, they can feel you being threatening just by the very essence of your opinions or your energy field.
Yeah.
So that depletion of your expression can get into your body where it manifests into health issues, and you begin to, you know, feel the aches and pains and have all kinds of problems and issues that are really conducted by the psyche. More than just a direct body ailment. So, you know.
Yeah, no aches, no pains, but, you know, general body disintegration, actually.
Yeah, that's included. That's included.
Yeah.
You know, the deterioration of the body, then God forbid, you know, other things start to break down, you have problems. But I don't know. I don't think that that's your fate. I think that there's got to be a certain attitude and energy maybe within you that you've got to conquer in this life mission of yours to succumb the conflictual areas of life that are attacking you and to rise above it. Now, you know, there's a certain amount of willpower there and self-esteem and self-activation that I think is important. So there's a persistence there that's going to be of value to you in the way that you constantly approach life with a sheer sense of assertion and aggression in terms of getting a job and formulating that and being forceful about it without deteriorating your options. You know, overwhelming somebody so much that that they find you oppressive. But I think there's a fine balance that you can reach, Deanna, and I think that it could happen within a month.
I've been trying not to, you know, come on too strong, and of course that leads me to not come on at all because I don't want to.
There's
no,
a balance, definitely.
Yeah, balance has never been the easiest thing. I'm an eight, and you know the eight is standing up instead of like the infinity sideways. So it's a balance problem because the both sides want to be, I don't know, visually, the eight, it's really hard to balance two circles one on top of the other.
Well, eights like to be leaders.
But she's a six. I mean, her master number is six. Her fire number is six.
Right.
Just to, which is the, which is the, yeah, I mean, that's
well,
going to be
the vision of power.
Number.
A six who has an eight fire number, they like to be philosophers. They like to give wisdom. They like to feel in control. They mean well. They have good intention. Unless their ego is rampant, then they become dictatorial. But basically, there's a beautiful design between a six with an eight fire number, because it means that on the cusp of any typical evolution of your character, you can be a leader. And just keep that in mind, Deanna.
Thank you so much. I wish you the best gifts of the Epiphany and a lot of success with your book this year.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll be making some major headway.
Yeah, we're working constantly on it. I think we work. So, I mean, we're getting into a depth of information about numbers and what they mean, right? That,
well, I'm much more of the esoteric aspects of the numbers. But, I mean, it's a continuum. I mean, we're back and forth. But we've got over 300 pages of notes that we've compiled. Hopefully we're going to start constructing.
Maybe I hope you do also address the shapes of the numbers, your ideas of why they came to be the way they are. Because to me, six is like when you are subordinate, and nine is when you're about to give birth because you carry the weight on top. And I haven't come up with, you know, the ideas behind it, but I always wonder about it.
Oh,
I'm always up in abstraction.
Yeah, the visual language of numbers is extremely important, even in hieroglyphics. But
well, yeah, and I mean Roman numerals.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of formations.
We are absolutely going to be devoting content to that.
So
thank you.
Thank you so much, Deanna, and Happy
thank
New Year
you
to you.
Happy New Year to you and Neil. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, we've got one final caller, Neil, and we have just enough time. Good morning.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Lisa from Connecticut, and I'm 126.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
I spoke with Neil a few weeks ago. I was wondering if he came up with anything about my child and the restoration of our family.
So I need to remind Neil who you are, because he's, you know, we deal with so many people, Lisa. Do you remember you spoke with Lisa in a private session? And she's called the show twice. She had a grandmother named Florence, or great grandmother, was it? Or grandmother?
Grandmother.
Lisa. Uh huh. Like mine.
You've called
twice, actually, because the Florence discussion was on the first call, and then you called a second time and you thought you hadn't called, but you'd actually emailed me in between. You've called twice. And you spoke with Neil directly, and she has a problem with, you have a problem with your child?
Mm-hmm.
Has there been any change since?
No.
Okay.
We heard that they're pregnant.
Okay. So she has a son. She has a rift with the son.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you still haven't been able to he still hasn't made any attitude change about you or talking with you?
And he hasn't talked to us in two and a half years.
And she's stating that the wife is pregnant. She just found out. How did you find that out, Lisa?
I saw a Babies R Us.
Yeah.
Gift buying.
No, I recall the reading. I recall the reading, Lisa, and I recall that she's a little bit of a troublemaker, and it was just, you know, out of the blue. You can't even describe why it happened. It doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes from a karmic element where the cancer is a little bit more heavily buried. And then with her attitude, which isn't helping matters, because people can become possessive and controlling, and things threaten them that just seem to be not really from a legitimate place. So that attitude there, what it's become is somewhat of a hard granite barrier. It's like a rock. And what in our reading, what we did was hopefully we tried to break that rock. Well, we obviously did it in that context. there might be a reason why something is being, why the two of you are being kept apart, meaning you and your son, because there might be something in there that could potentially be lethal in trying to formulate the connection now. It might mean that the universe is saying, sit back and wait. I have a feeling that, you know, I'm getting a lot of flag imagery around him, like an American flag imagery, and I don't know why there is any, why I'm getting a visual sense of a flag waving. I don't know yet why. It probably
won't
know on the...
It would be nice if it was a white flag.
A white flag, I get your point. This seems to be more patriotic. So was there any military background in any part of the family?
My father.
Your father, is he crossed or is he alive?
Crossed.
Okay,
crossed.
So
my sister is named after him.
Oh, well, then I think there's stress in your father's soul. On the astral plane, there's stress because he seems to be waving a flag in my face. So I'm a feeling that I'm connecting with him currently, and he seems to be waving a flag at me, which means when you wave a flag, it's more like, hey, you know, gung-ho, warfare, let's charge. So he seems to be, maybe he's going to produce something. Maybe he's working behind the scenes. You know, he does tell me, he does show me a picture like he's behind the curtain rehearsing his lines. So I don't know. There's something about the father that's going to appear on the stage, maybe symbolically, maybe in some sort of etheric realm going into the physical. But he seems to be wanting to be involved. I have a sense he's listening to us and he's trying to connect. And I have a feeling that he's trying to help you. So something along that line is going on, Lisa, that is a little bit different in the picture as we speak. It might be helpful in the long term.
That gives me some hope. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
All right, Neil, we're out of time. So we're back on the air on Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And thanks for everybody's participation today. We'll talk to you all then. Bye-bye.